Somebody said recently that I have eyes like yours. Not just literally, not just because they are blue. They said that I see like you too. When I glimpse myself in the looking glass, your face looks out at me like a once beautiful witch who is sickening under a curse. Those jewel eyes losing their brightness. That pale skin and long black hair. It's only the little pit by your left brow that isn't there. I see you everywhere. If I really had eyes like yours, I wouldn't be about to ask a question that you are going to hate. I would already know the answer. But here it is. What would you do if the police wanted to talk to you? Because I need to follow where you lead. Just forming these words makes me see what to do. The police ask their questions, and I am supposed to give them the answers they are hoping to hear. I am almost sorry for them, with their innocent faith that they can capture you on an official form, kept to a page or at most a few. "We wish to seek the whole truth," they say. "You are a key witness," they say. "We are concerned for your welfare," they say. "We need to obtain the best evidence," they say. "We will deal appropriately with the information you provide," they say. "You can trust us," they say. "The success of any subsequent prosecution will depend on accuracy and detail," they say. "Other lives may be at stake," they say. Am I supposed to be impressed? Flattered? Grateful? Scared? Intimidated? All of the above is my guess. So I will allow them to think that they have had their desired effect as they take their careful notes and talk their tick-box talk in the calm and reassuring style that they have obviously rehearsed. I will read the notes over to confirm their accuracy. I will appear to cooperate. I will sign the witness statement they prepare for me. I will date it, too, with their help, because I have lost track of time a little lately. Still, these motions are easy to go through. They do not matter. What matters is that I am quietly writing my own witness statement, my own way, day after day. Compelled not by them, but by you. That is what this is. And I am pretending that you are asking the questions, and I am telling it all to you. I am writing down the things you want to know. The real things. I will say this, though, Miranda, in my one concession to police speak. What follows comes from my personal knowledge of what I saw, heard, and felt. I, Ella Allegra Brooke, believe that the facts in this witness statement are true. This is your story, but it is mine too, and I am our best witness. Maybe I do have eyes like yours, after all. There is one more important thing I must tell you before I begin, and it is this. It is that you mustn't worry, because I haven't forgotten the confidentiality clause, and I never will. You have taught me too well. What goes in this statement stays in this statement. It is for you alone. I am the sister of the sister, and you are part of me. Wherever you are, I will always be. All my love, Melanie.